Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we know the basics of making journal entries and what debits and credits are, let's go ahead and try an example. And let's go ahead and jump right into it. Go to the next slide with me. And let's look at example number 5. And just let's read it together. It says, Betty DeRose Inc. sells computer systems. And the following transactions have occurred during the month of June. And you can see all the transactions we're going to deal with. There are two requirements to this problem. For each transaction, we, one, want to make the journal entry to record it. We know what an entry looks like. We've already seen that. And two, and perhaps much more important, something that will be a big part of exam one, what is the effect of each entry on our accounting items? How do each of these transactions impact the different financial statements? That's going to be a big thing that we really want to get out of this. Go to the next slide with me and let's just do a quick little review. Two major financial statements that we've talked about, the income statement and the balance sheet. Now remember what's on the income statement. Revenues minus expenses equals net income. And on the balance sheet, our fundamental accounting equation, assets equal liabilities plus equity. So we want to know, for every transaction, how does that transaction affect the revenues, expenses, and net income, i.e. the income statement, and the assets, liabilities, and equity, i.e. the balance sheet. One important point to remember, when the income statement is affected, the effect on net income also impacts equity, specifically retained earnings. That's how the two financial statements link up together. The effect on net income is the effect on equity. Go to the next slide with me, and before we actually get started with the example, just a little refresher. There's our debit and credit rules, things that we really need to know. And as we go through this example, it might help you have that handy, be able to refer to these rules as we make the entries and analyze their effects. And then at some point, you need to be able to come back through this problem and do it by yourself without having to refer to this chart. But as we're first doing it, if you want to have the chart ready and handy, by all means, make sure it's available. Let's go to the next slide and let's take a look at the first transaction. Here's what it says. On June 1st, we sold 7,000 shares of common stock for $245,000 cash. All right, let's make the entry to record it. What did the company get? Well, we got cash, right? That the stockholders gave us money. Cash is an asset. That asset account is going up. We now have it in our hands. Look back at your chart. When an asset increases, record it with a debit. Remember, double entry accounting requires us to have at least one debit and at least one credit. So at the same time we're getting the cash, we also have an increase in our equity. We have more owners. We sold more stock. When equity goes up, refer back to your chart, you record that with a credit. So the entry we're going to make is this. Debit the cash, credit common stock. Okay, we want to be able to make the entry, but like I said a few minutes ago, we really want to be able to analyze the effects of the entry on the income statement and balance sheet. I think the best and easiest way to do this is let's first identify the different accounts that we've got in the transaction. Cash is what type of account? Well, cash is an asset. Common stock, well, we should know this as well. It's an equity account. So we have an asset and an equity affected. Now what we're going to want to do is determine increase, decrease, or no effect on the income statement items, revenues minus expenses equals net income, and the balance sheet items, assets equal liabilities plus equity. You can tell in this particular situation, we're changing an asset and an equity. So that's what's going to be affected. Note there that the NE stands for no effect. There is no effect on revenues or expenses. There's no revenues or expenses in the journal entry. How can they be affected? No change to the income statement, all NE. We have an asset that's increased, cash. We have an increase of $245,000 in assets and a $245,000 increase in equity, common stock. Now I want you to take a look at this slide. Just look at it. And I want you to tell me what makes you feel comfortable that we've done it correct. What makes you feel comfortable that we've got it right? Well, the balance sheet balances, right? The effect on the asset side is the same effect on the liability plus equity side. Both sides of that equation are increasing by the same amount, $245,000. Balance sheet still balances. And that's going to have to be true every time. Every transaction must result in the balance sheet equation holding true. A always equals L plus E. Okay, let's go to the next slide and do the next one. On June the 3rd, we raised additional funds by borrowing $100,000 from the High Street Bank on a 10-year note. The entry we're going to make to record this, well, we got cash, so you're going to debit cash, and you're going to credit your note payable. You're going to reflect the fact you now owe the bank this $100,000. Go back to your chart. When your liabilities go up, right, when you now owe more, your liabilities increasing, recorded with a credit. Well, I've kind of given it away, haven't I? The cash is an asset, as we know, and the note's payable is a liability. Anytime it says payable, you've got a liability. So how does this transaction affect the income statement and balance sheet? Once again, no effect on the income statement. There's no revenues or expenses up there. An increase to our assets, we now have cash, and an increase to our liabilities. We now owe the bank this $100,000. And of course, A still equals L plus C. Fun, isn't it? Or something like that. Let's go to the next slide and let's do the next one together. June the 5th, we purchased land for $75,000 cash. Well, we went out and we bought land. We now have more land. Land is an asset. Record that increase with a debit. At the same time, you spent the cash. Cash is going down. Hence, you need to record that with a credit. And you can see there, the entry to record it, debit land, credit cash. Well, we've already heard it once, but let's go through it again. We know land is an asset account, and we know cash is an asset account. So to determine the effects of this transaction, well, I've got no effect for everything. How come? Well, there's no effect on the income statement, right? There's no revenues and there are no expenses. Hence, no effect on the income statement. But what about the balance sheet? Why is there no effect on all of those as well? Well, you've got two assets. One asset, land, is going up. But at the same time, the other asset, cash, is going down. Next to no effect, right? There's no overall change. Just a shifting of $10,000 from cash to land. And of course, there's no liabilities or equity in the journal entry. Hence, there is no effect on those items. Do we still balance? Well, yeah, right? We've changed nothing. No change on the asset side, no change on the liability plus equity side. Everything still balances. Let's do one more. Let's go to the next slide. June the 10th, we purchased inventory for $10,000 on account, meaning we didn't pay any cash right now. We'll pay later. To record this, you'll debit the inventory to reflect that you now own it. You'll credit the accounts payable, reflecting that we now owe this supplier $10,000. inventory is an asset, accounts payable is a liability, to determine the effects of this transaction. Well, there they are. No effect on the income statement, under no revenues or expenses. Assets, specifically inventory, have increased. Liabilities, specifically accounts payable, also increased. One final word about this, and then we'll stop here. A big thing that you're going to have to do on exam one, and then carry that forward through the rest of the quarter, is determine the effects of transactions on the income statement and balance sheet. And I just think it's so helpful to us if we actually write out what types of accounts we're dealing with. For example, inventory here is an asset, accounts payable a liability. That tells us which specific types of accounts have been affected.